What's the toughest technical problem?
Toughest technical problem? Oh, man. The Exchange 2000 ACL model. Access control list. Okay. Sorry, this is going to take a little bit of time to talk about. I'm sorry, because it's complicated. Exchange 5.5 had, as many systems designed in the early 90s had a roll-your-own access control model. It was basically, you have a resource that has to be secured, you sit down and you design what you think are the right set of access rights necessary to secure it, you design your access check semantics and you just go with it. And you work with it, and that's what you come up, you implement it, and that's how you secured your data store. And there are lots of examples of systems that have done this over time. For Exchange 2000, we wanted to go from being a roll-your-own security model to actually using NT's security model to basically so we could leverage the fact that NT's model was really quite rich, and it allowed us to enable a whole bunch of really new cool scenarios we could implement. Unfortunately, we couldn't break compatibility. So we had to re-implement the Exchange roll-your-own access check model using NT's access check code. And there was a huge amount of design work. We spent quite a long time working out all of the scenarios where Exchange access check was done and figuring out how we would map those to use NT's security system. And then I actually started writing the code, and it ended up taking me about 3 months to actually get the project done and to the point where I could give it to the testers so that they could actually start running regression tests. And there was a lot of work, and it ended up being a really long, involved process because we then had some new requirements that came in that caused us to redesign what we did, and still keeping with the basic structures of what we were doing, moving it forward. It was a massive amount of work. But on the other hand, when we got done, it was really pretty cool. I'm really quite proud of the work we did because, frankly, I'm not certain that anybody really knew that you could actually do that. The system was designed, it was built, but I don't think anybody realized you could actually do something, you could implement something as complicated as Exchange's access check logic using just straight NT security.